That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your way. The fox is in my hen house, boss, I'm in the barn. So my bunny, baby, ain't no things in never. Yeah, that's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your way. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your way. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change.
The time is now 4:02. This is WMFO in Medford. Got a good show for you today. Going to be playing some good tunes. Start off our week right. Just wishing everyone out there some energy, some groove. And let's get right into it, everybody. First off, we have Midnight City by M83. Some good electronic tunes. Get our morning start right, and we'll just get started right here in a second. A little technical difficulties make stuff more interesting. All right. I guess while we're getting this ready, wait, what's going on here? Kind of have some dead air right now. Well, I guess while this is getting set up, well, what is going on actually? All right, while we get this set up, let's update everyone what's going on in the world of sports. First of all, Miami Heat, we got a L last night versus the Orlando Magic. Not so much fun. But, you know, last game of the season, already clinched that number one spot. Not too worried. Victor Oladipo saying, I'm back like I never left. Dropped 40 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. First seed player since the GOAT, Dwayne Wade, to drop a 40-point triple-double. In your face, Orlando. So that was pretty. That was a great time. Now let's see what is this NBA play-in tournament looking like. You know, Heat clinched the number one seed. We got Cleveland Cavaliers versus Brooklyn Nets. Play in spot one. 8 seed versus 7 seed. Winner of this game advances. It's going to take that 7th spot. The winner of Cleveland and Brooklyn. Loser of that game is going to play the winner of Hornets Hawks. That's on Wednesday. So the first game's on Tuesday. Second game on Wednesday. We should know Wednesday who the Heat are going to play. And I don't know. I welcome a Nets first round series. You know, I'm thinking we're sweeping them. Kyrie, justice finally served to the man. He can play. We're not a shout out City of New York for not being a bunch of ideologues making the man's do what he doesn't want to do anymore. But you know, that's a story for another day. And wait, let's see here. And yeah, but Heat first round. I'd say if we see the Nets in the first round, it's probably gonna win in 4 or 5 games. I don't see that series lasting that long, especially considering how strong the team is. But yeah. Anyways, let's see what's happening here. Why is there no Wi-Fi? Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on the air trying to fix some stuff, but I'm getting no Wi-Fi to my computer. It's a little weird. I don't know. The whole Wi-Fi at Tufts has been a little shoddy over the last couple of days. All right. While I try and figure this out, let's just see what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a second. Enjoy these tunes in the meantime.
Just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong. I love this life that I have, the vine hanging over the door, and the dog who comes when I call. But I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. Well, my heart blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses. And all the times they will change, it'll all come around. I don't know. Maybe I'm the stone that the nails sell on. Maybe I'm the stone that the nails sell on again.
Sorry about the technical difficulties. Back to regular scheduled program. Like I said earlier, we got M83's Midnight City. Let's get these sad Lord vibes out of here. You know, we're not trying to go to sleep. Back to sleep. We started the day off right. Let's get it, everybody.
dreamt a little bigger. I'm sick and tired of this.
These things make you wanna be.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
And it is the half hour now, 4:30 a.m. this fine Monday, April 11th. We got some PSAs for you guys. Pedestrian safety. It's a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds. Drive alert. And always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's a lot to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. Got to respect pedestrians, jaywalkers, and non-jaywalkers alike, ladies and gentlemen. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Ladies and gentlemen, as we get As we get farther down into this show, be back at you talk about some things that really ticked me off. We might even use some facts, something I know that is kind of banned at on this radio station. But we'll get into it, ladies and gentlemen. Got another 29 minutes. Let's get it. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas have stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Needed a love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Need to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Nick! On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires. I 4-5 them, kill a nigga on my song and really do it. That's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little nigga Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Poo in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'm a ride, and if I gotta die, I'd rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time fly. Need the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Need the love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. From the beginning to the end, lose is lose, win is win. This is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, nigga, now listen to game. Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now I'm fucking with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent. And she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range. Thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes. When his kid's starving, pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion? I love you, Ma. Need the love on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Need the love with the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Alright guys, welcome back to another segment of Misinformed, whatever, working title, TBD. Alright, this week's topic, masks, the big M word, the big C word, COVID. Not gonna talk about, not gonna go on about the C word anymore, but we're talking about masks and what Tufts decided to do. Ladies and gentlemen, let me paint the picture. Alright, imagine a young Howie. Me, three, four weeks ago, chilling in Medford. I don't even know where I was. I look at my Gmail, and I see an email from the Tufts administration regarding their ongoing COVID-19 policy. And let me preface this. All my friends at any other school, Harvard, MIT, Northeastern, well, those are just the Boston schools, but every other school in the country, pretty much, don't fact check that. No more mask mandates, no more testing policies, but Tufts, for some reason, still wanted to have it. So you could imagine how hyped I was when I saw this email saying, second week of April, surveillance testing. Yep, we still have to get tested twice a week regardless of vaccination status, the entire student body. They said, quote, this is the roadmap for lifting COVID restrictions, this email they sent us about a month ago. Surveillance testing, required surveillance testing, will be replaced with voluntary testing at the same frequency once a week. and at the same testing location, blah, 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 blah. Masks and PPE. During this phase, Tufts will continue to require that all individuals wear masks indoors, including classrooms, labs, studios, libraries, dining halls, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Third week of April in their COVID lifting of restrictions roadmap, what they say, testing will be replaced with symptomatic testing only. Okay? Masking will be optional for everyone, including individuals with accommodation. However, we strongly encourage everyone, especially those with accommodation, wear masks indoors. One way masking protects the wearer, even when interacting with someone who is unmasked. This is especially true if the person is wearing a mask of high quality, blah, 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 blah. Yes, Tufts deciding to listen to science, okay? Not just the COVID theater, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let's do stuff so that we save face and look like we're being politically active, because we all know that Tufts loves to do that. But they decided to lift that up. So, you know, of course, the entire student body looking to put this pandemic, I mean, not behind us, but not, you know, maybe it's time that we don't base our entire life decisions off of it anymore and realize that it is going to be an endemic thing, that it's just not sustainable to deal with it in the controlling ways that the Tufts administration has decided to control it. So, you know, that email was sent. Actually, I don't have the exact date. I think it was like probably March, you know, mid-March. So you could imagine the student body, including mine's response when we saw an email April 7th. Quote, dear members of the Medford, Somerville, and SMFA campus community, due to the continued high number of COVID-19 cases on the campuses, we are adjusting our plans for lifting COVID mitigation measures. We are doing this to keep everyone as healthy and as safe as possible through the end of the final exam period. Note, they're doing it to keep people healthy and safe, all right? So if you disagree with them, you're a bad person. You don't deserve to talk, is what the Tufts administration is trying to get you to say. Trying to say here, surveillance testing, we will continue routine surveillance testing for all faculty, staff, and students through April 30th. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're like the only campus in the country mandated twice a week testing. All right? Blah, blah, blah. And then they talk about isolation policy. If you test positive, 5 days at home or in the on-campus COVID mods. All right. Whatever. You know? You still must, and then masking, including in classrooms, labs, studios, la, 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 will be required through the end of the final exam period. Facepalm. Facepalm, 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 facepalm. Tufts, what are you doing? Okay? I loved, you know, I was really proud. I felt like a proud father. That first email when they're like, you know, mask in one way helps the individual. Everyone, let's leave it up to everyone to assess their own risk, okay? Because we're not smarter inherently than anyone who has different opinions than us, is what the Tufts administration said a month ago. Now, what did they say? They said, actually, you're stupid. We know the facts, except we don't fact check ourselves, and we don't care about science or anything like that. You know, it was very misinformation of them, hence why I can't help be a little proud, you know, just because I also don't like facts and fact checking, and I like going off of my feelings. But let's think of the implications of me going off of no facts on a radio show at 4 a.m that probably like six people have ever listened to, versus the Tufts administration controlling a student body of what, 6 grand people. I don't know, asleep at the wheel, that's what comes to mind, but I don't even think there's, like, to be asleep at the wheel, you have to realize you're at a wheel, or that you are, like, in control. I don't think that really has, I don't know if it's fair to assume that level of cognition for the Tufts administration. But, so they talked about masks, all that, you gotta wear surgical N95, la la la, alright, we're fine with that. I guess the bright side is they added at the end of this updated COVID email, they said to us, what they say to us. They said, effective April 7th, faculty in large lecture halls and speakers at events who are at least 12 feet away from the front row may choose to lecture without a mask. What the heck was that? Was that supposed to be a consolation prize? All right. I don't understand why in 2022, April 11th, 2022, we're still about anyone who doesn't want to wear masks is doing it for selfish reasons, all right? I don't understand how somebody who wants to deny the mental effects, the isolation effects, the detriment on someone's motivation and well-being that COVID has had, somehow using that to formulate an opinion based off of COVID, not even basing your entire opinion off of that, but just somehow having some semblance of acknowledgement of that, means that you're a bad person and you won't be listened to, because Tufts is clearly only in it for the COVID theater. And intermission, I thought the show already ended, but I guess not. The good thing, though, is if you're doing COVID theater in a large lecture hall where you're speaking to people and you're more than 12 feet away, then you don't have to wear a mask. So funny about that, that you don't even need a mask to continue with this COVID theater stuff. All right. And let's see, some of my notes on this. CDC study, that's I think what they were referencing, talking about, this was from February, but 6 feet apart in a non-ventilated room, when you're wearing a mask and the other person is not wearing a mask, reduces your particulate intake by like 60%. Guys, hold on 1 second. Before you go, like, Howie, come on, stop it with the facts. We don't like that, okay? Facts just ruin everything. I would say, yes, I agree. But desperate times call for desperate measures. We're going to have to use facts on this one. It's a not complex look, outtake of the situation if you're only going to, think that COVID policy has to do with just the science, frankly. Okay, because with any situation, you have to consider, first of all, am I in the right for telling people what to do? Regardless, whose job is it to accept risk for the known risks that we can formulate an opinion on, thanks to the brave work of many men and women across this country over the last 2 years, by the way? Okay. We've been doing some good stuff. We've been making some progress, learning some stuff. Less of the canceling of people going away from the herd than what happened in 2020 and earlier side of 2021. I feel like, you know, the acceptance. People realize maybe I shouldn't cancel my friends over them wanting COVID to take a backseat. But why does somebody who is okay assuming risk have to stick to the risk thresholds of others? You know, every time I talk about somebody to masks, it's like I don't want to say puppet, you know, because you got to respect everyone's autonomy. But some people acting a little puppetish when they just throw out the I word. They're like, oh, no mask? What about immunocompromised people? You are evil. You forgot about them. I am better than you. And I care about them more than you. So therefore, you are a bad human being. No, I'm not a bad human being, actually. I don't think anybody, if you're going to assume who you're talking to's worldview includes any place for suffering, any place for allowing let slide systems that don't treat people so well, then no. But also, life sucks and life is pain. And I know there's a lot of stuff that I have to deal with that I know isn't fair. So right off the bat, it's not obvious that something that is seemingly unfair, like somebody's health, which again, I feel terrible if you're going through any health problems, all right? I'm the first person in line, if you're in the hospital room, I'll send you flowers, all that. But it's not your job to decide how much risk I should be taking in my life. Because if I have to continually push on my problems and how to deal with my problems to other people, I have no consistent way of dealing with turmoil in my life, because I'm just used to throwing my problems on other people. And also, I'm going to be doing a better job at deciding how I want to live my life than anybody else, because no one knows what's going on in this mind. And honestly, thank God no one else knows what's going on in this mind, because ladies and gentlemen, sometimes there's some scary thoughts we have in this head, okay? But we're in it together. Yeah, like I said, all other schools, done with masking and testing. I'm just getting tired of talking about this, you know. I think I'm going to move. First of all, this is the last time I'm ever going to talk about the C word, the C-19 word, ever again. You can quote me on that. Don't fact check me on it later, but you can quote me on that. My new response to anyone who's just going to talk to me about COVID, I'm just going to be like, do not stop talking about that. I'm just going to silence people who try and talk about COVID nowadays. I think that's the point that we've gotten to. And yeah, I don't know, that's kind of what I had to talk about. Again, don't cancel me for talking about M words and not wanting to bend over and take it from the M wording administration that wants everyone to wear the M word all the time. Okay, I'm not that ugly. I don't need to be wearing an M word. I'm sorry, administration people, if you don't want to be showing your face around. I totally get it. Body image issues plaguing our society. It's a catastrophe. But you don't gotta project the insecurities of that face on the rest of us and in your campus policy. And yeah, I think that's about it for this episode segment, Misinformed. And wait, what else do I got? Oh, I got coming up next, we got the quote of the day later. Got some more music. We're going to get you hyped up. We're going to get you ready to tackle this Monday. I know I'm leaving here 5 a.m. Got to do a paper that I've not started that's due at 10:30 a.m. That's not going to be any fun. But let's get it. You know, I'm a little scared. Realize I don't have to work for a while, but after this. But to get things you've never gotten before, you're going to have to do things that you've never done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get you back to some music. Stop talking about the C word. Get up, get active, get live, ladies and gentlemen. This is Misinformation with Howie Sharlin.
Take it from me. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Cam got the shit to pop, the doors is closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jay's favorite line, dog, in due time. Now they look at me like, damn, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend. I think I died in an accident, cause this must be heaven. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. Back when Slick Rick got the shit to pop, I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, these niggas that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came to kick it, things became different. Any girl I cheated on, sheets I skeeted on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song. Now, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky, you gon' touch the sky, baby girl, testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Yes, 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 guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like ear till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz but bitter on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like I'm Umbra, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On God, a touche Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gun charge. To come as correct as a porn star. And a fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like,
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die,
yeah,
you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high,
yeah.
I'm sky high.
The time is now 4:55. This is WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get at it today. We got our quote of the day before we leave. Before we leave. Wait, hold on. Sorry, I didn't grab the quote. It's by Marcus Aurelius, so that's all you need to know. Hold on, let me look this up real quick. Alright, we find ourselves in a river. Which of the things around us should we value if none of them can offer us a foothold? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, don't listen. Don't listen to the gossip. Keep doing you. I'm leaving you with one song left on this Monday morning. Let's get at it. Everyone, enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Sending blessings. Good fortune, all that jazz to you in every corner of this earth. Let's build a better tomorrow and a better today and a better yesterday, because we got to change our mindset. Be more grateful. Express gratitude. If you're feeling down on yourself, just express some gratitude. Nature's medicine. Everyone, let's get it. This is Misinformed with Howie. It's been a pleasure. See you next week. Have a good day, everybody.
Young money,
young money.
Yeah, yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. It's far from over. All right, bottles on me, long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball, fuck it, y'all thinking. Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I could teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. About to go Thriller Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need's a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smith Oak, a package of the Swishers. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know this. Well, fucking me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make him a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones. Bitch, I run it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your visine on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this?